Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in our series, Getting to Know Jesus. I hope you're enjoying this series. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It will truly help us to get the Word of God out across our state. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are helping us accomplish our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. So what is happening in Washington State this week? The biggest thing is we are in the middle of a primary, ballots have been mailed out, and we need you to steward 10 to win. In other words, we need you to make sure that you and 10 of your friends turn in those ballots. So I want to encourage you to be a part of that as well. I think it's next Tuesday when ballots are due, but we can get those in as soon as possible. That would be excellent. Also, want to encourage you that as we go through the Word of God today, to reflect on the things of what God has to say and say, how is this going to change how I live my life today? All right, so we're going to start in Luke chapter 3 and starting in the 21st verse. It says, now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened. So we know that prior to John the Baptist being arrested, John the Baptist baptized Jesus. In other accounts, there's a protest of John the Baptist. It says, I can't baptize you, Jesus, like you have to. So he was praying and heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in bodily form like a dove and a voice came out of heaven. You are my beloved son. In you, I am well pleased. I love this. So we have Jesus's baptism. The Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove and a voice out of heaven. You are my beloved son. In you, I am well pleased. Have you heard that from the Lord yet? Have you heard God say to your heart that you're his son, you're his daughter. I'm pleased with you. I hope that you hear that today. I think sometimes we see God as angry, upset, mad. No, he sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ. He loves you. Let me remind you of the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose again, that we may have eternal life, and that he appeared. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So water baptism, you come into the water, you stand before those around you, you are acknowledging that you are a sinner, that you need a savior, and that savior is by grace through faith. And so then you are put under the water after your confession of faith. That's death and burial. You die to yourself. You bury yourself in the water. Then when you come out of the water, that's newness of life, and you face the audience and you give praise to Jesus. That is appearance. So the whole act of water baptism demonstrates the gospel message right before our eyes. Let's see what some others have to say about water baptism. So Peter, in Acts chapter 2, it's the day of Pentecost, and Peter has a great sermon, and he talks about the last days, and he talks about David the king. For David says, I saw the Lord always in my presence, and he talks about that. He quotes a lot of Old Testament scripture, and then he gets down to the end of this in chapter 2, it says, now, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? In some translations, what shall we do to be saved? I love this. So they're hearing the sermon of Peter and they say, what do we need to do? Now, the next part is incredibly important. What Peter says, he says, repent. That's the first thing. Repent. In other words, repentance is you are headed in the direction of sin. You turned around and started heading towards God. It's actually a change of mind of direction that you're headed. In the public square, we need that so very much. We need to repent. We need to stop heading in the direction of our flesh or in the direction of our sinful behavior and head in the direction of God. So that's the first thing he says, repent. and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Look at that. So the next part is go get baptized. And when we get baptized, we're taking that faith element that God has given us, like free gift of grace, and we've received it by faith, and we're demonstrating, I have died. I'm a dead man walking. I've died to myself. I'm new, and I'm going to show that newness to you. That's what he says. Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the same resurrection Spirit, dwells inside of you. Why? It's by faith through grace. It's not a work of yourself. It's the gift of God. For this promise, or for the promise, is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. Have you been called to God? Has God been kind of getting after you, saying, hey, walk with me? I want to encourage you, repent and be baptized. And you will have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. And that Holy Spirit inside of you changes everything. Now, let's go back to Luke here. And it says this in verse 23. When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age. This is how we place the age of Jesus. Being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli. So he's going to go through the genealogy of Jesus right here, and he's going to break it down. Now, there are a ton of names in here, so I'm going to do my best to pronounce some of these names. I may butcher them. The son of Matthew, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jannai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mathathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Hesli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maath, the son of Mathathias, the son of Simon, the son of Josik, the son of Joda, the son of Johadan, the son of Risa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of Er. Look at those. Woo! Verse 29. The son of Joshua, the son of Eliezer, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meliah, the son of Minna, the son of Matthias, the son of Nathan, the son of David. I love this. This is where he comes from, the lineage of David. Did you know that just fulfilled a bunch of prophecy in the Old Testament right there? He goes on, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Solomon, the son of Nashon, the son of Amabadeba, the son of Adam, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the covenant, right? The son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Heber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Aphrasek, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, and the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Wow. So we just see this is the lineage of Jesus. And I do apologize for all the names I butchered. Even if it was an English name, I probably would butcher it as well. I'm not very good with names. What is the point? Repent, be baptized, and know this. Jesus fulfills the prophecy. You say, how do you know? King David, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham. He fulfills it. You can go back and look it over. And just want you to be encouraged. The faith that you have in Jesus Christ is a solid faith. If you haven't been baptized, I want to encourage you to go do it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, we do, first we repent. We repent of our selfishness, our self-righteousness. We repent of anything that does not glorify you. God, we say you are above, we are below. We say that you are the king and that we are the servants. We say that you are the master, we are the slave. God, we understand that you are Lord over us. You're our boss, we're the employee. And so, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace that are new every single morning. God, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your love over us each and every day. Help us to learn from Jesus. God, we take Peter's advice, repent and be baptized, and we have the Holy Spirit. Thank you for placing the Holy Spirit inside of each one of us. Now, Lord, we ask that you will have the Holy Spirit flow out of us today, that we may touch the lives of those around us and be changed from the inside out in Jesus' name. Amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.